Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can I call a quick audible, and I promise you we'll get back to the Chiefs. I just saw this story come across my timeline. Per sources, Bill Belichick has discussed possible buyout options with North Carolina. Belichick has signaled a willingness to trigger his own $1 million buyout if he can find a soft landing with another team or somewhere in media. I don't want to take too much time on this, but Bill, please let me tell you what you should do. Because I fear that you are a movie franchise that has just gone on for too long. And we've all seen movies like that. They probably should have stopped making Fast and the Furious movies after Paul Walker died. That was the end of the series. It was a perfect way to end the series. If you've seen the last movie that Paul Walker is in, when they play See You Again and he drives off, it's the perfect ending, and they kept making movies. And I get it. They're printing money. Now they're talking about they might not even be able to make the last one because they're so over budget. It probably just should have ended. Bill Belichick, when he was the coach of the New England Patriots, he probably should have just retired. But I get it. Bill wanted to prove to us that he could do it without Tom, and they made the playoffs that one year, and you're thinking, okay, and then it failed miserably. And Bill had a great job with NFL Network. I really think that Bill is good at the media thing when he shows his personality. But you let your ego, the NFL didn't want you. You want to try to be the all-time winningest coach. Nobody wanted you. And now you want to stick it to the New England Patriots. It is ironic to me that the one coach that for the longest time tried to preach about distractions, you know who the distraction is? It's you. The call is coming from inside the house. You're the problem. Bill, I'm going to give you some. This is free career advice. And I never thought I would be in this position that I would be giving Bill Belichick career advice. Somebody who has been so successful at their career. Bill, that's what you should do. Call Bill Simmons. And just go do a podcast on The Ringer. You know that Bill, big devoted Red Sox fan, big devoted Boston fan, Patriots fan, will pay you what you think is fair for a podcast. And just go live the rest of your life. You got you a pretty little girl on your arms. Just sit there and watch all the Love Island and make all the TikToks and live the rest of your life. It can't be fun right now to be the head coach in North Carolina. We're finding out more and more stories. Parents don't seem to like it. You're getting your teeth kicked in on a night-in, night-out basis. No one seems to be having fun right now. You guys think that Bill's doing this for 2-3 more seasons? Or is Bill now looking for an escape plan? Bill, I'm telling you, call Bill Simmons and go work at The Ringer. Or if that doesn't work, call Colin Cowherd and go work for The Volume. They're always adding new podcasts. Go do a podcast with Colin Cowherd and John Middlecoff. That's what you need to do. And then why don't you be a regular on one of these shows, pop up on First Take once a week, make a good amount of money, and just live the rest of your life.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You think Bill Belichick is doing in-home visits? Is Bill Belichick going to a high school game? Is Bill Belichick getting into a bidding war for a 19-year-old wide receiver in the transfer portal? Bill, stop it. This is nonsense. I'm trying to help you.
Why did Carolina think this was going to work?
Because it's Bill Belichick.
Yeah, but Bill, like, I understand that pro football and college football are the same sport. I get it. What it takes to be a great program head coach in college and what it takes to be a great head coach in the NFL are not one for one. Do you know what you don't deal with in the NFL? You don't deal with parents calling you and being like, why is my kid not playing? That's not a thing in the NFL. Patrick Mahomes' parents have never called Andy and been like, I don't like the play calling. That happens in college. You know what you have to do in the pros? You have to glad hand one person. You have to glad hand the owner. Do you know what you do in college? There could be 6 or 7 millionaires. You got to schmooze. It is, the jobs are different. And when he got hired, I feel like me and you thought, this isn't going to work. I didn't think it was going to fail to this level where it's 4 games in and holy shnikes, it's buyout time as long as I can find a cushy job. But this has been an unmitigated disaster for the Tar Heels, and I don't know why they went down this road. It seems like the Tar Heels fired Mac Brown, said he was too old, and then Jordan Hudson came into our lives and they hired an older, less experienced college coach in Bill Belichick.
Someone just sent in, he's got enough money, he doesn't need to work. His girlfriend seemed like she likes things. So I was just, you know, just keep a little going around money. Hey, babe, you and your girls want to go on a brunch? It's on me. Here's a little cash. You know what I mean? Hey, you want the new Louis Vuittons that just came out? I got them for you. You want the new red bottoms? I got them for you. You know, why don't you take a little bit of this NFL Network money, a little bit of this First Take money? Bill, it's over. And now, more so than ever, there's a space for people like Bill Belichick. Every time I get on TikTok, John Gruden is on there. We know he has a good personality. We saw him with the quarterback camps. You're talking to quarterbacks. You're breaking down plays. Bill, set up a TikTok. Go do a podcast. That's all you got to do. This coaching thing, it's over. It's over. We didn't need Rush Hour 3. Rush Hour 1 and 2 were phenomenal. We didn't need Rush Hour 3. Rob, what's your movie franchise that you just, you know what? We just didn't need those. The Hangover. We only needed one. We didn't need 2 or 3. It was over. Bill, we didn't need this. Just sit down. Get out the game. Go do a podcast.
Go back to being on McAfee show. He was good on McAfee show.
100%. 100%. C-Dot, his girlfriend wasn't born when the Patriots won their first Super Bowl. Dude's a creep. You know what? I don't think Bill is a creep. You know what I think? I think Laszlo was the first one I ever heard say this. Horny is undefeated. It's undefeated. It's undefeated. And I get it. If you're Bill and you've made a lot of great money in your life and you are a little bit lonely right now, you broke up with your old girlfriend, you know, maybe the hours got too demanding. Whatever reason you and the person you were with during all those years with the Patriots, y'all split up, and now you're looking for somebody to spend your time with, and I got all the money in the world, I'm going to the store, and I'm getting me a nice little 20-something-year-old, too. And that's what Bill did. So I don't think Bill's a creep. I really don't think he's a creep. I think he's a old. I think he's a rich old man is what I think he is. And we've seen, if there's one, I would say, pretty consistent thing in history, it is rich old men going out and getting them a young thing to play with. And that's what I think Bill did. I'm not here to judge Bill's life. You're a consenting adult. She's a consenting adult. Hey, have at it, man. Have fun. I'm just telling you that this coaching thing, it is no longer for you. It is. It's no longer for you. It's over. It's done.
I will say, not to take a victory lap. Do you remember when he and Michael Lombardi called North Carolina the 33rd NFL team? Woof. That's the thing they said. We're going to turn North Carolina into the 33rd pro team. They failed.
They might be the 33rd team in the ACC. They're terrible.
They're looking up at Wake Forest.
No, you don't ever want to be in that position. You don't never want to be in that position. You got Wake Forest looking down at you being, ooh, that's not a place you want to be. Not a good place.
Imagine being a Carolina fan and the Pitt Panthers were like, ooh, that sounds like a bad program to cheer for.
Yeah, just Bill, I'm just telling you, man. I'm trying to tell you, please call Bill Simmons. He'll save you from this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.